USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The full House will vote next week on the two articles of impeachment against President Trump, approved by the Judiciary Committee Friday along party lines. Looking ahead at a Senate trial, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told Fox News,
"Everything I do during this, I'm coordinating with White House counsel. We'll be working through this process, hopefully in a fairly short period of time, in total coordination with the White House counsel's office and the people who are representing the president. I'm going to coordinate with the president's lawyers, so there won't be any difference between us on how to do this. I'm going to take my cues from the president's lawyers."
Tennessee Democrat Congressman Steve Cohen questions how the GOP remains in lockstep with President Trump.
"I've never been in a Republican caucus. They may just take Kool-Aid communion every day."
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The United States and China have finally agreed on the terms of a Phase 1 trade deal. It reduces some U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods while boosting Chinese purchases on American ones. Greg Allen is with the U.S.-China Business Council.
The tariffs scheduled to go into effect on Sunday are now canceled, and that's very significant. As much as $160 billion worth of imports were to be tariffed.
North Korea has had another missile test. With details, here's the BBC's Danielle Yevakacha.
North Korean state media say the country's conducted another test at a satellite launch site to bolster its strategic nuclear deterrence. The state news agency said it was a successful test of great significance without giving further details about what was being tested.
North Korea continues to pressure the Trump administration for major concessions by the end of this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
November retail sales came in lower than expected. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The government says retail sales only rose by 0.2% last month, much lower than the 0.5% increase experts had predicted. Americans cut back on discretionary spending, and that could lead economists to dial back their economic growth forecasts for the fourth quarter. The report also revised data for the retail sales number in October, showing it actually increased by 0.4% rather than the 0.3% as previously reported.
Internet companies and advocacy organizations led by software group Mozilla filed a court appeal on Friday to hear a decision on repealing net neutrality rules. The appeal seeks a review by the full D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals of an October decision by a three-judge panel. The decision repealed net neutrality rules established in 2015, a concept that demands that Internet service providers refrain from favoring one customer over another. The rules were repealed by the FCC in 2017. Under the current rules, ISPs can selectively block or advance Internet traffic, although the FCC has argued that existing antitrust or commercial protection laws would stop most discriminatory actions. If the petition is successful, the full appeals court will rehear the case. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.